ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble question, which has often asked by people. It's a very important question and pertinent question. And that question is this. This question is even more pertinent today because, you know, a lot of us live in Islamic countries where the government is an Islamic government. So a lot of people want to know, what are the obligations of a ruler, of a just ruler? What should he do? You know, we all know that people are obliged to follow him. People are obliged to listen to him. We are obliged to obey the laws that have been, been formulated, in the Islamic government. But what is the responsibilities of the leader himself? Fortunately, we have a beautiful hadith which is very instructive in this regards. And, you know, it tells us about this, the answer to this question. Imam Ali alayhi salam has been reported as having said, "Certainly Allah has made me an imam for his creation." Right? So the imam is speaking on his own behalf, but at the same time, he is mentioning a general rule, you know, that is applicable in all places. The imam says, "Certainly Allah has made me an imam for his creation. So, he has made it mandatory upon me to take into consideration myself, my food, my drink, and my clothing like that of the weak people of the community." The imam, he should live, you know, in general terms, as the weak person of the community does, as far as food is concerned, as far as his clothing is concerned, you know, as far as his health, you know, everything is concerned. Of course, with the condition that, you know, it's not detrimental to the leader's, you know, the leader's health or something. This is very important. But why is this? Why is this necessary? The imam, he also mentions the reason for why this is necessary. He says, "So that the poor may follow me in my poverty." Right, the poor, if they see that the leader is living a wealthy life and using, you know, the facilities that he has at his disposal, right, it's going to turn them off and they won't follow him. But if they see that he is living a very simple life like them, they will feel an affinity to him and they will be encouraged to follow him, right? And it will encourage them to follow him and listen to his orders. Then finally the imam says, "And the wealth of the rich does not embolden them to intimidations." Right? If they see that the leader is living a very wealthy and opulent life, right, it will it will encourage them, it will give them the strength to revolt against this person, right? Because they will become unbridled and they will become unruly. In a similar fashion, Imam Ali alayhi salam has also been reported as having said, "Verily, there is no obligation on the imam except that which has been devolved on him by Allah, namely, to convey exhortations, to strive to give good counsel, to keep the prophetic practice alive, to enforce penalties on those liable to them, and to issue shares of tax and charity to those who deserve them." These are the functions and responsibilities of a just person, a just leader, in respect to and in relation to the community that he leads. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the responsibilities and the things which are mandatory upon a just leader in the light of the instructions of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.